realize this is going to be my first time saying welcome to No Shame in Our Game. I am Lacey, here with Sarah, my co-host. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lacey. It's so lovely to see you this morning, and I'm so excited. Okay, we're so excited. I'm going to jump right in. I'm not even doing banter. I'm just going to jump right in. We're not changing, making us smaller. We're changing, making us bigger, which I'm very excited about. So those of you who've been with us from the beginning know we started out talking about home management, and it was podcast met reality show, and we brought on guests and we followed them through some kind of change in their home that I could support them through, which is my passion. And it's not about how it looks. It was about how it feels. So it was all about following somebody through the journey of making their home feel a certain way. And then we realized that there were other things we could do. We could answer questions. We could bring in experts. So things naturally were expanding for us, which I loved and Lacey loved and our audience seemed to enjoy. We decided, let's go even wider. So we are now, instead of No Shame in the Home Game, we're now No Shame in Our Game, which means there's no shame in asking questions about anything. If you aren't sure, it still includes household management. If you're not sure how to set up a laundry system that works for you, or you're not sure how to clean out your dryer lint trap, you get to ask us. If you're not sure how to start a budget for your family and you don't even know where to turn to, you come and ask us. If you're not sure in the formality of like, do I give a gift to this neighbor who gave me this really expensive candle that I love, but I don't want to give them a $100 candle back? Come to us. Let's talk about it. We are your one-stop shop for all things you need help with. Any form of help, you're not sure where to turn to, you're not even sure what the question and the problem is, that's us. That's what we're here for. Same great help with an expanded bucket of what you can throw at us.
I love it. And I want to kind of take the little self-help aspect of it. Something that's been popping around in my mind a lot lately is, and this wouldn't be the first time you've probably heard me say this, I hate the term self-help. I also, the self-help industry, even though kind of that's where we are, feels kind of icky to me a little bit because it's so focused on you working on yourself, by yourself, and all that stuff when we aren't by ourselves. We live in a world, we live in a community. And by saying we're doing self-help together as a community, we are kind of taking ownership together. It's not all about just you as the individual, just fixing your problems. Screw everybody else. No, you're allowed to work on your problems with other people. You're allowed to recognize that you're part of this larger system and not everything is your fault, but you can take autonomy to figure out how to move forward with other people. That kind of is a big part of where this comes from too, is Sarah and I owning that we want to be in the quote unquote self-help space, but in our own way that is a little less girl bossy, which is what came to my mind.
Wait, tell me, right? What do you mean by girl bossy?
The concept of girl boss is like, it's kind of like the same thing of the super mom. Like, I'm going to come in and I'm going to do everything and I'm going to hustle and I'm going to work harder and I'm going to do. I don't want that. I want to figure out how to make our lives easier. I want to live with more joy, not more stuff. You know what I mean?
On that note, no shame in the home game. We don't care how your home looks. We care how it feels. No shame in our game is whatever your goals in life, we don't care. We definitely care how it feels. We can help answer any questions. Like Lacey said, you're not in this by yourself. We're here to help you. But if your life isn't feeling awesome in one area that you feel like, I don't know where to turn, that's where we are. We care how your life feels.
Well, and I also think it scratches an itch that both Sarah and I have always loved, and that's advice giving. I've always loved being the friend that people come to ask advice from. And so this feels a little bit like being that friend for people on a larger level.
Absolutely. When I was little, I loved the section in the newspaper that was Dear Abby. I loved that. I loved having another person's perspective, hearing what people had going on. And yes, I feel so honored when people come to me and ask me questions, friends on like a personal basis. I'm like, wow, they chose me and they want my. So yes, I do love that. I am very careful these days to not give unsolicited advice. So I love that as this podcast format, we can truly only answer the questions that are brought to us.
And our answers don't come with shoulds.
Right.
That's another thing that I feel like we don't see a lot. For example, talking about anti-self-help, if you remember, what, 5, 6 years ago, Rachel Hollis's "Go Wash Your Girl Wash Your Face" was like the biggest thing. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Like, that feels aggressive to me, and someone telling me what to do. No, thank you. You can ask for help. We will give you ideas. And if you don't use them, okay. You know, maybe our ideas can spark something else, that kind of stuff. This is not based off of shoulds. This is based off of possibilities, based off of forward movement in any way, not like confining ourselves to one thing. And that's really important when we're looking at no shame. Shame and shoulds go together. So we're not interested in shoulds here.
Love that saying, don't should all over yourself.
Stop shoulding all over yourself. I have a mug with that on it.
Love that, because for the majority of my life, I was shoulding all over myself all the time, and it felt horrible. And along the same lines of, we're not going to tell you what to do. As a mom trying to teach my child how to become a fully functioning adult in this world, I put everything through the lens of life lessons. So not the specifics of what's going on, but sort of zooming out. And I say, you don't have to have all the answers. No one expects you to. But you get to know how to identify your resources and how to use them. If anyone's still trying to figure out, what exactly is this podcast now? We're a resource. We are a resource when you are not sure about something. Something doesn't feel good. Like Lacey said, we're not telling you what to do, what you should do. We're saying, here are some options that maybe you didn't know about were out there. Here's an expert that we know, that we trust, that we can connect you with. We can hold your question with a lot of compassion and then offer suggestions, and then you get to pick what feels good to you. No shame. No shame.
One of our core tenets of Joyful Support, where we're not about toxic positivity, part of doing that is talking about how things actually are and not, again, how they should be, not covering up details. You know what I mean? Not feeling bad by how we got there, but just how they actually are. So then we can move forward from that.
Absolutely. And again, going back to our origins in home management, because that was the work I was doing. And I was seeing and feeling the shame that a lot of women were carrying around their homes. If something doesn't feel good, I would say that's the red flag telling you it needs attention. It doesn't mean that you're supposed to keep feeling shameful. It just means that needs some attention. You need some guidance, direction, comfort, whatever in your life doesn't feel good. We're here to help you and say, you're not alone. Other people have that same thing going on too. Let's talk about a solution. Think of us as like your loving aunties. Like, yes, let us help you. Come on, open up. We're here. We're going to make you feel good about this and make you feel like you have a plan and make feel like you have tools. This podcast is under the umbrella of Joyful Support, which is three steps. There's a story and there's joy and there's taking a step. So by expanding to no shame in our game, it's about taking a step in any direction in your life. We can talk about accountability buddies around exercise. We can talk about, you know, how do you let go of a contractor that maybe you don't have a good relationship with right now? Like, how do you find those healthy boundaries? How do you say things? How do you find the resources?
I appreciate you grounding in why we made this choice. And it was so that we could better align with this goal of the overall Joyful Support movement. And our other two podcasts do a good job of that already. Sharing the Middle is all about sharing stories and the messiness of life in those middle stories. And Joy Moments, all about moments of joy and spreading that joy. And we wanted No Shame in Our Game to be more inclusive of all the different steps that we could take moving forward to keep that momentum, to be able to live a more joyful and fulfilling life.
I am excited to help people. I am such a helper. In the Enneagram, I'm a helper. We're helpers. It's in our DNA. This is what we enjoy doing. And so if you think, oh, nobody wants to hear this, oh, I've got to keep this by myself. No. We live for this. We live for this. You can submit anonymously. You can submit not anonymously. You can tag us on social media at Lacey fill in the blanks on where they can get in touch with us.
Joyful Support Movement. We're not doing individual show social medias because Lacey can't handle that much.
That is awesome.
Too much.
But can they still go to the website and fill out an anonymous form?
Absolutely. And we're going to have a link in bio that specifically has all three of our forms for all of our podcasts.
And going back to the, you're safe to share it here. And the truth is, when you feel good enough, when you feel strong enough or safe enough to share whatever it is with us, no matter what it is, the thing is, it's actually going to help other people. Because other people are going to hear that and they're going to realize they're not alone. And by doing that, by being vulnerable and asking your question, you're helping other people. So it's really this beautiful two-way street. And then you're fulfilling our dreams of helping people. So all that to say,
you're doing us a favor.
You're doing us a favor by giving us things to talk about. We'll still have experts on. We have some experts in mind that we're going to bring on that will be helpful in cultivating that life that you want, how you want it to feel, not about how it looks.
I also just want to say, and this is Sarah and I manifesting in the world, our idea of reality show is not dead. Sarah and I just now actually have a full idea of an actual TV reality show of going into people's houses, and someday it will come to life because I keep dreaming about it, like actually seeing it in my head. So it's going to happen. Anyway, that's something that we both still really particularly love. And it was actually one of the hardest parts for me. I don't know if you know that, of like kind of letting go of telling that story of someone over a period of time and that kind of stuff. But it is going to happen in a different format in the future. Just you wait. And if anybody is a reality TV producer and wants to know more, let us know.
You can hear how excited we are. We feel this just felt like the natural next step. And we're so excited. For those of you who've been with us from the beginning, you've seen it evolve. And for those of you who are joining now, we're so excited. We're excited to have everyone with us. If you're here, we appreciate you being here.
We're just excitable.
Yes. I'm always excitable.
I'm excitable.
If I talk about birds, that does not excite you. If you talk about, what's that reality show you like with the Vanderpumps?
Oh,
that does not
Vanderpump Rules.
That doesn't excite me.
For right now, we'll just say Housewives. Yeah, you start talking about birds and Lacey. I love that for you.
I know. And I love that for you.
See?
There's a place for everyone here. We don't have to agree on what excites us, but we can love it for one another.
Oh, well, do we still want to do a moment of gratitude?
Say? I do.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Okay. So another thing about me, everyone's getting to learn me. I love shopping at thrift stores and consignment stores, because when you go into like a regular store, it's kind of the same. You kind of see the same stuff, which is fine. I love going into thrift stores and consignment stores because you never know what you're going to find. I love the dopamine hit of it all, like looking and looking and looking and then like getting a hit. So I'm wearing this shirt that the weight, have you ever had a shirt where the weight of the fabric is perfect?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And I would have never gone into this store. I think it's called Zara, the store. I would have never gone into that store, but I found this at this consignment store I go to, and the weight of it, and it's so soft. And yeah, I wasn't feeling that great this morning. And then I saw the shirt and I just thought, oh my gosh, if I wear this shirt, I'm going to feel so much better. So I'm thankful for my thrift store shirt.
Zara is like super trendy, cool girl stuff, Sarah. So you're super trendy, cool girl.
Lacey, what's your moment of gratitude today?
I have been having some success over on TikTok lately of videos getting way more views. And they are videos that include a thirst trap where I do the Sabrina Carpenter tears trend of like flipping my hair. I did it for myself. And then I made a video telling people why I did it for myself and then put the thirst trap at the end. Then I made a video talking about how, oh, by putting the thirst trap at the end, I prevented a lot of creepy dude comments, right? Well, then that ended up making people think there was a thirst trap at the end of that. And then I felt bad because they felt misled. So then I had another video that was that second video with the thirst trap at the end. And there was a video even before I made the thirst trap that was about me thinking about making the thirst trap. And when I tell you, this has been one of the most interesting week of my life because of these things. I just, first of all, I've gotten universally positive feedback. Like, in a way that I am now thinking like someone else is got to be monitoring my comments or whatnot, and less creepiness than I ever thought I would. But it's still a lot of men. And this has been a very different experience for me in my life of like the stories that we tell ourselves being a teenage girl, right? I was all like boys and validation was always so important to me. And I was always the fat friend. I was pretty enough that I didn't like get made fun of, but I was all friends with all the pretty girls, but I wasn't one of them, you know, like, so I kind of, sorry, this is getting way deeper than I intended, but here we go. Made these stories about who I am and whatnot. And we all know Joe loves me. He thinks I'm banging. Like, I'm very secure in that. I stopped caring about male validation a long time ago because of realizing that I'm like really cool in other ways. And so to have that be like the story of myself and to have, we're talking hundreds of comments of random men telling me how beautiful I am. I'm having a little bit of an identity crisis. And it's all because of Sabrina Carpenter. A wild experience. It's been an experience that I've learned a lot about myself. It's also been fun for me to show things to Joe and him to be like, oh, that person is hitting on you. And I'm like, no, they're not. He's like, no, they're hitting on you. So it's, I've seen a lot of life in the past week that I haven't because I don't really leave the house a whole lot because of my chronic illness and all these different things. And it just has been a fascinating experience.
I'm so happy for you. I love that. And yes, Lacey told me about this mid-situation. If anyone can get me to go on TikTok, it's Lacey. And I went on, of course, on a web browser because that's who I am. And I was reading the comments and they were so delightful. I didn't see the men ones on the one I was looking at, but I felt uplifted for me reading those comments. So maybe my new habit is just to go on TikTok and read Lacey's comments in Lacey's TikTok.
That's part of the thing is like, there's not usually that many comments. So like this whole thing has been, again, so bizarre, so interesting. And really like, I'm like, am I like that pretty? Like, I know I'm pretty, but am I that pretty? I don't know. Like men watching 20 or 2 minutes and 30 seconds of me talking about my body image to get to the thirst trap. I'm like, I don't know about this. This feels incorrect. I don't know. But here we are. And it's been very interesting.
Ride that wave, girlfriend. Thank you for keeping me young and connected to the world.
I will also say, I've had some of the most fun conversations with people in my life about this. Like the minute I told Sarah about this, she was like, no, this all makes sense. And then I sent it to my sisters being like, hey, do I have to tell mom about this? Like, I don't have to tell mom, like, if she fine, whatever, but I don't have to tell her about it. And then to get both of my sisters be like, no, you're fine. It's not that racy. I'm like, okay. You know, there just has been a lot of like things that I never thought I would say. I never thought I would say thirst trap so much in my life. Yet here we are.
One of the things I love about when we do podcasts together is the gamut of what we cover. Birds, Zara t-shirts, thirst traps, helping you with situation. I mean, you just never know what we're going to talk about. And that's what I love. I love the randomness of it. It makes me happy.
Absolutely. I am so excited for all of us to go on this journey. No shame in the home game. The cover art did not have Sarah and I on it. And the cover art for this one has Sarah and I on it. So it feels a little bit more personal.
I like that. I've had a hard time bringing myself forward. And so when I saw the cover art, it felt right and natural. It didn't feel forced. It felt more, I thought, yeah, this is welcoming. It is, if we're going to be supporting people, and that's the welcoming environment. So it felt good to me.
I mean, and obviously we know now that I'm gorgeous, so it's just going to bring all kinds of people.
You are gorgeous, Lacey.
I know. See, this whole thing is so weird that I don't know how to talk about it. Sorry.
Lacey, thank you for being you. Thank you for starting this podcast and getting this to hear. Thank you to our audience for listening and showing up and being a part of this joy ripple. Just 1%, just if we could help one person, just make 1% difference. So, and thank you to Lacey for making all of this possible.
I always say that Sarah's the heart. And so thank you for being the heart of all this, Sarah. Well, okay. Thank you. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I hope this gave you a little bit of permission, a little bit of possibility, and maybe even a spark of, oh, I can try that. Remember, we're not looking for the right step, just your next step. And you don't have to figure it alone. We're in it together. If you do have a question for a future episode, whether it's about home management, budgeting, boundaries, gift getting, etiquette, whatever, literally anything, and you're not sure where to turn, submit it at joyfulsupportmovement.com/submit. And if you want more support like this, come join us in the Joyful Support Village. It's where the conversation continues, and you'll find a whole community of people navigating the messy middles of life right alongside you. We'll catch you next time. No shoulds, no shame, just possibilities.